Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the very few minutes that are left, I have the great pleasure to present to delegates the work that is currently ongoing within the Sustainable Transport Division led by my section in relation to the creation, now you see it on screen, of the Inland Transport Trade and Connectivity e-learning platform. We have now developed an e-learning platform, which is really the only UN e-learning platform for multiple inland transport courses. So there are a number of different courses reflecting our activities and our work. If we go to the next slide, please. Thank you. And the goal of the platform really is to provide training on UN inland transport legal instruments and trade facilitation principles, as well as policy recommendations, standards, and other tools, with the aim of really supporting stakeholders striving towards sustainable transport and smarter connectivity. Again, the aim is to really promote sustainable transport and trade connectivity to increase the capacity of government stakeholders and the knowledge base of stakeholders overall. This is something that is open to everybody once you're registered. It is targeted mainly at government stakeholders, but of course, academia and industry players, they're all more than welcome to register and to take the individual courses. Next slide, please. It is divided into a number of different sections, which really mirror for the moment the sections within our division. It provides this training material and online courses according to those different sections. So we have an introduction to the Inland Transport Committee. We have vehicle regulations, innovation and road traffic safety. We have transport of dangerous goods, transport networks and logistics, transport facilitation and economics, and last but not least, in the different color and clockwise going around, the trade trade facilitation implementation guide. Next slide, please. So to date, we already have 10 courses available online. I won't read through them all at the moment. You will see them on screen, and they are, of course, available. Anyway, the presentation will be made available online. Many of those are already available in three languages. I do encourage you to look at those. Of course, they are depending. They depend upon the different interests of participants. So I don't expect that every single person will want to take all 10 of the courses. Maybe someone who's interested in road safety aspects may not be interested in the International Certificate of Competence for Operators of Pleasure Craft, to give an example. But they're there, available, and they will hopefully be added to in the near future. Next slide, please. Just to quickly show you how this works, once you're in the individual categories, there are the individual courses that you can click into. Next slide, please. As I mentioned, the platform itself, the platform itself, as well as the majority of the courses, are available in three languages, English, French, and Russian, and you can choose that as soon as you open. Next slide, please. You will need to, of course, create a login, and this is just an image of where you create your registration and the information that is needed for you to register. There are some compulsory fields on there, I may apologize, but we also need it for our monitoring and to make sure that the tool works effectively and meets your requirements. Next slide, please. So once you've chosen your course, you need to enroll by clicking where the yellow button, well, it's a black button, but the yellow circle is. Next slide, please. And you're shown the course structure, which you can then also navigate in the bar on the left, which provides a welcome section, the actual interactive lessons, and the concluding elements, which I will come back to. Next slide, please. So just to give you an example, we have really focused extensively on trying to make the courses interactive. So there are lots of images in there. There are lots of quizzes, let's call them, and questions throughout the course. We know that let's be honest, not all of our things are the most exciting that you can find. So we've tried to make it a bit more user-friendly and interactive to really help you also to in carrying out these courses. Next slide, please. And here's another few examples where you can see that there are, for example, questions that are posed from the narrator on the individual courses. Next slide. Thank you. So once you have done the interactive lessons part, so that's as it is in number two on the left, you see you move to the conclusions part, where there is in all the courses for the moment, but that may not be for all the ones going forward, a final assessment. So there will be a quiz, let's say, which you need to pass. You will also be required to fill out the feedback form. This is very important because we know that this is not perfect. We know that it's something that's still being in evolution. So we really need to know from you what is working, what isn't working, and how to improve it. Once you have done all these, you will receive automatically the certificate of completion. Well, you will need to download it, but you'll be issued a certificate of completion in relation to the person, to your name, and of course the course that you have taken. Next slide, please. So just a couple of final points. The benefits really is to obtain knowledge on the inland transport conventions, and this is of course a very strong element of the ITC strategy, the implementation of the ITC strategy to 2030, focusing on those capacity development elements. Next slide, please. That's it for the presentation. I'm very happy to answer questions. Data from a couple of weeks ago shows that we already have over 150 courses that have been started by participants. We have participants already from over 20 member states who have chosen to start the course. As I said, we hope to develop this further, but I do encourage you to go to learnitc.unec.org to create an account to start doing the courses. And very importantly, to feedback how it's working and how we can improve it going forward with new courses and, well, the areas that are of interest for you, so that we can also seek to prioritize which courses can be taken going forward. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I note we have reached our limit, but I hope we can answer any questions if there are any at the moment.